I wrote here, something happens when meekness and humility meets utter viciousness. A demonstration of the manifold wisdom of God that these powers are obliged to recognize, for nothing else can impress them than the very nature of God, the holiness of his character, exhibited under extreme duress and pressure, as only suffering in extremity can reveal it. You can almost say that suffering reveals, and ultimate suffering reveals ultimately. That's what happened at the cross. The deepest and truest character of God was revealed in Jesus in his suffering, and his patient response to his afflictions when the powers of the air had unparalleled sway to do him in. He triumphed at the cross. He triumphed in that place, and is also the place of our triumph. It's already an evidence how little prepared we are for this, how foolish we are that the very things which we have complained about in the church, namely the trials and the irritations that come to us from the saints, is exactly the provision of God for the shaping of his godly character in us to move us to that ultimate place of response by which we reveal the manifold wisdom of God. And it says that, Paul says, he's created all things and ordered that through the church. Come on, guys, do you really believe that? He created all things, the universe, the galaxies, the earth, its seasons, vegetation, food, human beings, societies, nations, institutions of culture to assist life, that he created all things in order that through the church the manifold wisdom of God might be demonstrated to the principalities and powers of the air, and he purposed this eternally in Christ Jesus. Do you believe that? Are you staggered by that? Can you understand that? That something is so important to God as an eternal demonstration to the praise of his glory, that he has created all things in order that through the church, my God, a pox on any definition of the church that has restricted it and reduced it to something less than this eternal glory. And we shall not rise to it. We shall not become this. We shall not suffer what only suffering can teach and establish in patience and in character as the ultimate demonstration, except we are seized by the apostolic vision of a God who has created all things in order that through the church, the manifold wisdom of God might be demonstrated to the principalities and powers of the air that have so long mocked God, usurped God, disdained God, sought to win the allegiance and the loyalty and the worship of men to themselves as gods.
Yeah.
Waiting for one thing, and he's created all things for it, the church. I want you to leave tonight with a new respect, a new esteem, a new devotion to the Church of Jesus Christ in Raleigh, Durham, North Carolina. It is the genius of God. It is the purpose of God. It is the glory of God. And such a church is going to take more than Sundays and midweek Bible studies. Will you give yourself to it for his sake, according to the eternal purpose which he purposed and accomplished in Christ Jesus our Lord? This was a three-day seminar, not a one-night shot at it. But I'll take what I can get. And I'm going to pray now that something much more than this thumbnail sketch is going to be registered on your spirits. You're going to become students. You're going to search out the subject. You're going to look for its literature. You're going to ask for revelation and understanding. You're going to begin to squint and recognize the operation of these powers in ways that were previously disguised to you. I cannot stand a high school graduation ceremony. I cannot stand the so-called patriotic messages from the veterans of foreign wars and the gratuities and the little things that are given and all the nicety nice and how we're preparing for you for life when I know it's a lie. It's a deception. It's a fraud. It's a cop-out. It's an institutional gimmick. It's a self-perpetuating system that really has not educated men, has not opened to them the nature and the reality of the life that is before them. And yet we flash our flash bulbs, and we buy our gifts, and we celebrate and condone and affirm that lie, not recognizing that there are powers that operate through it that want to continue their manipulation, want to continue their false values, want to continue their lies, want to continue their deceptions. I want to pray now that a church is going to rise up in this city that will see apostolically and deal authoritatively with these powers that have so long victimized men and crushed the image of God in them, sold them down the river, kept them from the full orbitness of God's image in them and from the knowledge and the relationship with God, and has them palpitating and cowering before the false gods of this age. If only they'll get a raise, if only they'll get a date, if only they'll get someone to sleep with, if only they'll get a fix, jerked, manipulated, terrorized, threatened, moved by the powers of the air for false values, because there's a church who's not called halt enough and has pronounced the victory of Jesus Christ in this locality and has demonstrated it by the authenticity of their life together. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, precious God. We ask your power tonight, Lord, to break false loyalties. My Jewish people are a historic illustration of the celebration of a false religion and all of their intense Jewish loyalty for Judaism that has kept them, ironically, from the knowledge of their God. And we saps have patted them on the back and loved and are titillated by their religious culture, not recognizing that that's exactly the soulish means by which men are everywhere kept in bondage. You're going to speak a word tonight that's going to require an attentiveness and a reception unlike things that we have heard before. And Lord, I pray that your word shall not go forth void, that something has been sown in the foundation of the church here and in individual lives that would might actually constitute for us a coming of age, a dawning of maturity, a recognition that our church is more than the succession of happy Sunday services, but is the preparation for a combat, a war, an eventual and ultimate triumph that shall redound to the praise of his glory. My God, may eternity come into our consciousness. May we break the power of time. May we see the thing that is eternal and fit ourselves for it, and by such a means be made more valid in our own generation. Lord, I pray for authority in the church, discernment in the church. Even the recognition that individual deliverances is not the issue, the real issue of demon spirits. It's peripheral. The real issue are the powers that have bound nations and compelled them to war against each other and has destroyed and marred. That is even now sweeping through our houses and making fathers to lie with their own daughters. Perversion, destruction, corruption, everything against the order of God. Bring us of age, my God. Bring us to this. Bring us to the authority. Bring us to the praise. Bring us to the intercession. Bring us to the prayer. May we find each other in a new way. May we look for opportunities to be together more frequently and more significantly and more intently than what was known before. May we not be satisfied with a backslap on how you're doing, brother, and think that that is the description of Christian fellowship. May we find the koinonia of the church that will not allow any one of us to go in want and not allow society to do it. May we be the church that cares, the church that loves, the church that is a church that wrestles. So in Jesus' name, in the concluding moment of this night, if this is the church for which you intend to give yourself, in whatever is required, will you stand before God tonight? Right now? Let your standing indicate, Lord, we have got a long way to go. My God, I palpitate more over the catalog of merchandise and the fall fashions than ever I have over the scriptures. I've been jerked and manipulated myself, and I have not even known it. How am I going to be an authority to break the power over others when I myself am yet subject and victim to it? But I'm telling you tonight by this standing, you can sit down after this if you will, that I am inviting you to so move in my life, so affect me, so bring issues and conditions and trials that are wrought to obtain my maturity because I desire it. I'm not satisfied to be a church that is the mere casual aggregate of islands of individuality. I want to be authentically and integrally joined with those, my God, who constitute the church of this locality. Whatever it takes to come to that bonding, that authenticity of real life face to face, beyond the issues of race and history and self-consciousness and fear and intimidation, I want it and I invite it. Your standing is an amen to that prayer. Lord, let it come. Seal your word tonight. May it be an historic word. May it be a pivotal word that has turned something for the history of the church, my God, in this region that will have effect and consequence in this generation and in the ages to come. World without end. Eternally. For Jesus and for his name's sake, we pray. And God's people said, Amen. Amen.